Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 78 in an ongoing series of podcasts. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comic. Joining me tonight are...
Megan.
Chuck.
Donnie.
Matt.
Justin.
Ming.
Ming?
Special guest star.
Special guest star.
But I thought I was supposed to be Ming.
You're our Ming.
No.
Oh. Just don't go buying things. That's all I ask. He seems to overpay. Okay.
Ming?
So, yeah, Ming. On that one episode. What was it? They set him up on that one episode. So I forgot about
that. They did let him buy stuff, but they all overpay.
Yeah.
It's New Jersey. It's a higher cost of living.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
See?
Okay. We'll have to start filming things here.
We should.
No.
Well, we got to go high class. This white folding table that's
right,
very white.
We have to each have our own microphone, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Some velvet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tabletop, yeah.
And, did you see the end of it this time where they were panning out and they finally showed what those Batman things were below the tape recorders?
No.
They're Batman, they're boxes of Widening Gyre and Cacophony.
Okay.
That's what both the boxes said at the end were.
Unsold copies. Yeah,
yeah. Batman books. And when are we getting Stan Lee in here?
I'm sure AMC paid well for it. Yeah. That wasn't too staged, was it? No.
Stan.
Yeah. I mean, that was fun watching that, but yeah. Yeah, what was that question? Who would win? Yeah.
But at least he was honest. At least Stan was just like, well, when you're having two big people fight each other, you just make it a draw at the end so people always wonder and want to read more. I mean,
yeah.
If one decisively wins, yeah, it's kind of over.
You know, like, sure, Thor could beat whoever, but there, you know, some situation will pop up. And
well, what if even Hulk is worthy and can lift the hammer?
Oh, God, don't talk about the worthy. We don't want to revisit that.
Well, isn't it the only the worthy can lift the hammer?
Yes.
All right, well, I wasn't
but gonna... then the Hulk had his own hammer, remember?
Yeah, well, the spirit of Bonebreaker.
I know, but...
Whatever it was.
I don't want to go back to that. Okay, big news this week was, it hasn't been a good couple of weeks for DC. Karen Berger decided to step down as head of Vertigo, and that's really sent a lot of shockwaves through the industry. It's been fun in seeing all the little comments by people saying, you know, if it wasn't for her, they wouldn't even be in comics, and it's, you know, fairly big names like,
Scott Snyder.
Scott Snyder, Gaiman. Warren Ellis, Neil Gaiman, Alan Moore.
Brian K. Vaughan.
Yeah, so it's been pretty amazing.
What was Ellis' first thing? Is it Transmet?
No, he did... Well, yeah, Transmet was part of Helix, actually. That was before... Maybe it wasn't Ellis, but that ended up being a good book.
Yeah, I was just trying to think what he did.
But you just... Yeah, just looking at all these... You know, as you saw the comments... You know, even, like, Sean Murphy... My new best friend.
Who's the guy that... Oh, never mind.
But they...
The Ex Machina guy.
That's Brian Vaughan.
Is it Brian Vaughan?
Yeah, Ex Machina. Oh. Yeah. Right. But just pretty amazing. And just there was a picture on CBR that was accompanying a J.H. Williams blog post basically saying he can't believe that she's not going to be there. And it showed a wall, her standing in front of a bookshelf. And it basically had all Vertigo books. And you're just looking at, you know, the Invisibles Omnibus. That was Morrison. You know, Full Run of Preacher. All the Sandman. Why? Swamp Thing. You know, it was just pretty
Vertigo
amazing.
When Swamp Thing was Vertigo?
She created Vertigo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was it always an imprint of DC? Or was it...
Yeah, it's always been an imprint. But, like, Sandman just started as a regular DC book. I think it was like issue 47 when Vertigo was created.
Oh, okay.
And in it was Hellblazer, Sandman.
Because Hellblazer was a...
That was a regular DC book, yep. Hellblazer, Sandman, I'm trying to think what the other books were. Probably Swamp Thing.
Brian Wood's another guy who was to her.
Yeah. So it's just, her legacy is just amazing. And for her to just be leaving is just pretty...
Maybe Rod Liefeld wasn't that crazy.
Well,
I was thinking.
Well, his was more an editorial problem. I see this being more a condition of the corporate problem.
Or is it editorial that Didio is in charge, is her boss, right? In the sense that he's publisher or whatever now.
Right.
And they said in that powerless or whatever. He's very hands on and
right.
I don't know if it was there or something. I read he's very dictatorial.
Yeah, well, part of it when you're looking at it, they took away from her. They took Swamp Thing. You know, if you look at the books that are out right now, Swamp Thing and Animal Man should both be Vertigo books. I Vampire, Justice League Dark even should be. I don't see why it couldn't be a Vertigo book.
It just have a different name, I think.
Right. Even Demon Knights could be a Vertigo book. Right, but I'm just saying all these books that should and might even be better.
Haunted Tank
as a little more Vertigo, a little darker. Well, remember the Haunted Tank Vertigo series that was. So they've taken all this away from her, and now they just ended Hellblazer to make a new Constantine in the DCU, and I'm guessing she just probably went, enough's enough.
She can read the writing on the wall.
Even Dial H should be a Vertigo book.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not, and why isn't it? And that's what I don't understand. Now, Bleeding Cool, in their article talking about it, said a little while ago they changed the Vertigo contract, where it used to be basically creator-owned, we'll publish it, we control the rights to it so we can print the trades and make the money off that, but it's still creator-owned, it's your thing. And they changed that. And basically they've lost a lot of input. People aren't bringing their projects to Vertigo anymore because of the contract. And I just wonder,
And I'm guessing they're doing the contract because they want to make sure they have the rights to the next Before Watchmen.
Yeah, but even, why isn't Before Watchmen Vertigo? Watchmen was a Vertigo book, or at least now right. It's published under Vertigo.
But I mean, before Preacher.
Right,
like,
no,
like,
but...
Before Why,
right.
Or something like
but
that.
But I'm just saying, so they've taken a lot away from her. And they're
before
talking about
Sandman.
How... Yeah.
Well, the new Sandman book's not Vertigo.
Is there going to be a new Sandman book?
I thought that's Gaiman agreed, but they announced that.
Oh, I know they announced it. But
I thought they announced it as a DC book back then.
I don't even remember that, but I can see, Gaiman going, you know what? Maybe I won't do
Gaiman
it.
Gaiman was really upset. Like, he was tweeting heavily, and he was retweeting basically every name that you mentioned before on Twitter, because people, it really blew up on Twitter, and he wanted to make sure there was a big stink about it, because, I don't know.
Yeah, so like I can kind of see him going, you know what? I agreed to do this with Karen. Since she's gone, I'm out.
But I think the thing is Karen's probably classy enough that we'll never know the real reason.
Right. I think everyone can kind of assume. And like one of the things, I think it was, again, Bleeding Cool mentioned that she reports to Bob Harris, where before she reported directly to Paul Levitz, who was the publisher, which is basically what Didio and Jim Lee are. And all of a sudden now she's further down that rung. And probably just, enough was enough is my guess. My hope is that she ends up somewhere.
But where?
Well, anywhere. She could go to Dark Horse, Image, Boom.
Yeah.
Any of these publishers.
Image makes the most sense.
Image, right.
Image is probably the only one that can afford her.
That's the other thing.
Because IDW spends a lot of money on properties.
Right. But then I could also see something like Morrison and Ellis and even Gaiman going, I had this idea. She Dynamite. Helped me. I'll help. No, God, I hope not.
Well, I'm just thinking how much Ennis and those guys write for them already.
Right.
Or Avatar.
Yeah, they don't have the money.
I mean...
Right, but Image makes the most sense. And I think, imagine what, take Thief... Well, not even so much Thief of Thieves, but, Bedlam, a lot of their new books give them a little better... Because she's a creative person. She wasn't so much an editor, She was more shaping the story, and if they got a little better control, because... I mean, she certainly, with Preacher, she let them do what they wanted to do. But I bet she was there saying, hey, what about this? And helped craft the story. Helped keep it, focused.
Maybe she'll go right.
Maybe. But, gosh, she's been at Vertigo 20 years, been at DC 33 years.
Has she ever been a creator?
That I don't know. I don't know. But that's just another huge hit for DC and making it just look like Warner Brothers Corporation.
Yeah, it looks bad.
It looks real bad for them.
She's not going to Marvel then, because Marvel is all.
No.
Marvel's all.
Yeah.
They started the corporation in the movies.
I think Marvel would be a better fit for her. At least they have Icon that they could build out.
Yeah, but they don't have, the stable. Hey? They don't have the stable of, just the history of Vertigo and the stuff that's come out of that.
No, we just start somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think Powers is up there with, Why the Last Man and Sandman?
If it ever shipped. Yeah, if it ever shipped. But I don't see somebody bringing their idea, unknown bringing their idea to Marvel to publish as Icon.
Probably not.
That's more, Icon was created just for Bendis to have power so he could keep publishing it and not be, since he was a Marvel exclusive.
Maybe she'll start her own.
She might. Dan Garbark and I were talking about that earlier, and I said the only problem with that is then you're getting into stuff that she probably doesn't want to deal with, like dealing with printers and, you know, paying for paper and paying, you know, all these little...
Well, you hire people for that. I mean, Chuck's available.
Right. But no, but I'm just saying she'd rather, you know, if she...
I don't think you want to be a part of it.
You know, department at Image, where, you know, the Image people right. dealt with that stuff. I'm sure that's not something she wants to take on.
It's not like she wouldn't have the support, though. I mean, she...
Right.
Yeah, just like from a support right. standpoint.
Right. And, but yeah, it should, could certainly go well, but it would be fun to see, you know, who steps up and, you know, throws her a bone with the... You know, some big names
throwing her a bone.
No, but
wherever she goes,
right? But Ennis, instead of getting the new project to Image or Dynamite, takes it to her.
I think it's going to be Action Lab Comics.
Could be, but Image right now, I'd say it's probably the best, just as far as distribution name. You know, it's as big as Vertigo.
I mean, I think that might be a power struggle with Kirkman and those guys
could be.
Who are already there at the top.
It could be. You know, but
she might go. I think she'd want to go somewhere where she's the undisputed.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. I think she's done in March. She's supposed to be, you know, training her replacement. It's like, yeah, I don't see there being much of Vertigo after this.
Well, they said that she helped handpick the team, the new leadership team at Vertigo, that she was supposedly a big part of that.
Well, I mean, that's...
I think they're just all her assistants, but...
Yeah. Like she just left and said the hell with you.
Right, but yeah. How many of her... If she opens up shop somewhere else, how many of the people that have been under her for, you know, 10-plus years are going to stay at DC? Yeah.
And this all feels like her stepping down and trying not to burn bridges.
Right.
You know, let's make some press announcements, let's do this classy instead of me just putting in my 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, just... That's
what
just
books are left for Vertigo?
Fables and Ferrest and American Vampire.
Is that it?
American Vampire is going on hiatus. Fables and Ferrest are still going along, but
might as well just
make them DC.
They could, but I mean, part of the whole point of Vertigo, when I got back into comics, it was through Sandman. It was at the end of Sandman too, which is really weird. In the middle of the Kindly Ones, which is the weirdest place you could ever try to pick up a series. But it was almost Morrison-esque in the sense that I didn't know what was going on, but I knew it was good.
That sounds like Morrison.
Yeah. So, well, as opposed to like X-Men Legacy, where I don't know what's going on, but it isn't good.
Hey, Cy Spurrier, man.
He said it was great. I understand. And that really got me back in. And then I read a ton of Vertigo stuff.
They may keep American Vampire and the Fables Ferrest under that just so they keep the imprint alive.
They might, yeah.
Because I would imagine they legally have to publish something under that to keep the trademark.
Sure. So, but just, you know, when I was thinking, I don't know why we couldn't have two Hellblazer. Granted, I realize it's a small market, but Hellblazer's a dark...
Is he even that popular in the DCU right now?
No, but I think they want him to be because he's now the head of Justice League Dark. But I just don't know if John Constantine Light is going to work because, I mean, the book is not, you know...
No, that book's not...
For the squeamish.
It's for mature.
And now it's going to be, you know, a PG Constantine.
Probably. So. I mean, how's he going to drop the F-bomb?
Well, he's not.
I guess they can do F*K or whatever they do.
Dollar sign.
That's like
hashtag.
Still remember that Wolverine best there is. Oh, it's going to be adult and basically just have a lot of stars. Yeah. You know.
Speaking of hashtag, did you see the new G.I. Joe their comic?
Yeah,
they're going to have a social media expert, and her code name is going to be hashtag.
Wow! Someone just named their baby that too.
Yeah, I did see that.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I just disappeared because I grabbed this because I remember her being. Fairly low on Bleeding Cool's 100 most, powerful people in comics. I kind of just wanted to go back and, with this in mind, reread what they had written.
Well,
about
because
her.
Right now she doesn't really have any power.
Yeah.
I think she's been very much neutered by the DC corporate thing,
and she doesn't have
the power that, like, you know, the only way. Well, this is good. Like, listen to me babble here. Dial H was supposed to be a Vertigo book, but they decided to make it
New 52.
But the writer who did it, who was supposed to do a Swamp Thing story until they took it away from him, it was already done, I think, and it was taken away because they wanted to use him at Brightest Day.
And Brightest Day?
Swamp Thing.
Oh.
But China and Mieville insisted that Berger be the editor on Dial H, you know, who she is. So,
not anymore.
Well, not anymore, and I doubt the book's going to continue. Although Laugham drew the last two.
I can't read that book.
The one sentence is in here is interesting. The very last line that they say is, there are many who owe her their careers who will not forget.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's almost like,
yeah. So,
you know, a week later we get the announcement that she's stepping down, but I don't know.
Yeah, so that's going to be something to definitely watch.
I don't necessarily know. There's not a lot, like you said, they've been pulling more and more into DC, the actual DCU. But there's some things that are kind of like standalone stories, like American Vampires is a story.
Right.
American Vampires is a... Do you really need... You can leave the Vertigo name, and you can just have... Whoever's the editor now of DC can just edit American Vampire, also publish it under Vertigo.
Yeah.
You know, banner.
But it wasn't so much that. It was bringing... What she was good at was finding the new voices, finding the new talent.
Oh, yeah. Well, they definitely...
Things like that that, you know, now they've lost that person. There would have been none of the British writers, really.
Right. And look at...
She went out and got them.
And who they did with the New 52. How many of those writers were really brand new or revolutionary? Most of them were either the top talent that were already there or people who haven't worked since 1998.
Well, he had Snyder the Meyer,
who
hadn't done a lot. There. Did 8 issues of Detective,
but it started.
Wasn't it like 18?
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't that many. But he started on Detective,
just that last
and
run.
Yeah, it was just that last the, just the Black Mirror,
the one trade.
But he was still already a DC person. Right?
Well, he was like Vertigo.
American doesn't matter. Right. DC owned it.
But we can't sit here and say, oh, she's leaving Vertigo. But it was just DC anyways. And then we can't say, oh, she's leaving Vertigo. What a loss. And then say in the same breath, well, it's just DC anyway, so who cares?
I mean, regardless of where she worked, she brought new people in.
Yeah.
She discovered, Neil Gaiman didn't really discover. She discovered him in comics.
Well,
he was a writer beforehand, but she...
Yeah, but, I mean,
she
helped
him
really,
bring him to comics.
Well, yeah, you can say that she discovered him in that sense. But it's funny that on the same page, Garth Ennis is number 53 on this list. And, I mean, didn't she basically... create him
but again it's a case of current power
she doesn't have
the power.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's funny to look at this list and see at number 60 somebody who created basically number 53 because she has so little power.
If they did that list 2 years ago, let's say 6 months pre New 52, she's in the top 30, if not higher.
Yeah
I mean them pulling everybody, I mean,
and this is also just Rich Johnson making up a list, so.
Right, but I mean, why didn't she's leaving by her own fruition, obviously.
Maybe not.
No, I mean, I think if she was tired of the Vertigo thing, they would collapse Vertigo and make her, you know, like the C.B. Belusky or whatever his name is, equivalent of like talent, head of talent recruitment or whatever, you know, let her go find those new people.
I think, we'll never really know probably, but. They have. They're taking everything and forcing it into DC. Like you listed all the books: Justice League Dark, I Vampire, Dial H, all these books, Swamp Thing, Animal Man. That should be Vertigo books.
National Comics, which we haven't seen.
But they're not Vertigo.
Well, it's not
books.
An
they're
ongoing
DC
no,
books. And they're pulling the popular characters like Hellblazer into DC.
Yeah.
They're pulling them into the actual universe, and you know. I mean,
but I thought National Comics was a series of one shots.
Yeah, it was. But I don't know if it was an ongoing.
Month.
I don't think so. No.
So it was 2 issues?
4.
4. I do have 2 ones. I haven't read that yet.
I think that was a lot of that was just keeping trademarks.
They were good books.
Yeah. No, I heard good things about them.
We'll wait for the next run of 4 when we need to keep more trademarks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's there now. The imprint's there. But
yeah. I mean, it sucks.
Why do you think we got the Infernal Man thing or whatever? You know, it's just a trademark thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, where does she go?
How do you explain A plus X with just trademarks? Is that a trademark thing, too? Because those are just stories that don't do anything and go anywhere.
No, that's not true.
No, they're just, it's a team-up book. And I think it's a fun team-up book. I love 2. I thought 2 was fun.
I can't read stories that aren't going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, then don't read team-up books.
I can't read stories that aren't going anywhere.
You tease me for half an issue and then, that was good, but now we're done.
They were both fun stories.
They were, but I just want to know more. Like, they didn't solve anything. There was a beginning, a middle, and then nothing. If you gave me an end, I'd be okay.
There was an end to the first part. They were back at the thing together, hanging out, getting
there was no end to that Red Hulk book. The Red Hulk ended on like such a cliffhanger, and it was like, boof, done. In the first issue.
I was thinking of the first issue, that was Green Hulk and Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
And then boom.
But that didn't end.
Yeah. But it said to be continued on that one.
Right.
Well, where?
That's for them to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
When it's now, you'll know. But now it's on now.
It will end one day.
Wouldn't it be better just to take up the whole book just to finish it?
No, because then you couldn't have A plus X. You well, can, no. You know, the story, an Avenger and an X-Men.
The A plus X, every story has two, one of each. It's trying to teach unity, man.
It was okay. It wasn't terrible, but...
Yeah. Well, unity's all fine and good, but you don't need two team-ups. It can just be a one team-up.
Well, where's the fun? Isn't two better? It's two. It's no. Twice as much fun.
It's, have you heard that
it's
song?
It's half the work
two?
For artists. Yeah, that's right. We can put it out just as fast.
There is that.
Yes, exactly. They only have to work half as hard. Yes.
Well, half as much, right?
Half as much. Yeah, that's true.
Some of that art, some of that art is half as much.
Half as hard, yeah.
They're not working that hard.
No, I like the last two stories. I think it's a fun book. I don't think it'll last, but I'll keep
it. I thought it was a four-issue mini, so what do I know?
Maybe it still is.
Wait till we don't get five. What happened? Yeah. That was four issues.
I mean...
That happens to me a lot of books. Sitting there, that's the main time. Well, sometimes you'll see a book, you know, sitting on the shelf for a long time. It's because I don't realize it's over. Then I'll look at the last page and go, it's the end. Oh,
well,
okay,
like,
I guess it's done.
It's like Alpha Flight, right? Remember? It was like,
yeah.
Alpha Flight was
it's a
ongoing.
Mini. No, it's an ongoing. No, it's a mini.
It went ongoing, mini, ongoing.
And no, it was mini, ongoing, mini. But it started with a 0.1, 0.1.
Yeah. Why 0.1? I guess it's just marketing, like, zero month or annuals or anything like that. It's just marketing.
And now we're getting Alpha 0.1, which is actually just reprinting the Spider-Man issue.
Well, that makes
Spider-Man's
sense.
Big right now.
Because somebody
a lot
might
happening
be,
with Spider-Man.
Somebody might be interested in the story that doesn't read Spider-Man.
The Alpha story?
Okay. I'm reading it.
He's going to be representing.
It's only because it's Fiala.
That's right. He is going to be representing.
That is correct. You are correct in my reasoning, but still I'm going
to
read it.
I'm on to you, man.
I will read.
How about the Morbius 0.1? Ooh.
I will read crappy books.
I think that's why I
writers.
Don't read Spider-Man. I read the. Dan had me read an issue. He said, here, this is a 0.1. It's supposed to be perfect for you.
The Venom one was good.
He goes, read this Spider-Man. I'll see if you like it. And I read it, and it was the one where Morbius was like, he was in the lab, and they were doing something to him. And he was researching, and Peter Parker said, and then I finished, and I was like, this was terrible. What was this? This
was when they were researching the serum. And
yeah,
probably
it was like a year ago. It was over a year ago. Almost.
Was it the lizard? It was around the movie, probably. And it was when he did that 0.1
last,
with the
like
lizard
February.
Waters.
But it was like, this 0.1 issue, if you haven't been reading this, you have no idea what's going on. You have no clue. This is not a jumping on point.
That was pretty bad, if that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, that was like, I had somebody reading All New X-Men, and he's like, okay, explain this to me. What happened between AVX... And this, how did Scott get, did they just let him out of jail? I'm like, oh, no, that was in Consequences. Didn't you read that?
The only book that really seems like it picks up from AVX is Uncanny Avengers. Like, Uncanny Avengers pretty much picks up after
well,
AVX.
No, but so does All New X-Men. If you didn't read, well, if you didn't read Consequences, you really wouldn't understand because it's all about Cyclops on his, you know, not vengeance. I don't know what he's on a mission
recruitment.
Of. Recruitment.
There's a lot of recruiting
Magneto.
Going on.
But he's with Magneto.
But, I mean,
I'm confused.
He's taking over Magneto's role, you know, role as of
mutant terrorist
from the 80s and 90s.
I mean, it's Marvel somewhere. Later. No, wait.
Okay. Marvel past.
Marvel past. There we go.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a pretty powerful
Marvel
team, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Emma can like screw you and your mind and.
Oh, hey, there's no stronger team being formed than in the Avengers.
Which one?
Avengers.
Well, it's huge. It's got like 700 people in it.
The Avengers, number one. Like, the Avengers, number one.
That book was great.
We got to get bigger.
If you can't beat them, doing them.
No. We got to get bigger.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. Cause
I liked it. My only problem is it is going to be one of those, like, three-year stories like Fantastic Four was. I don't think that's what you want in your main Avengers.
That's
my only concern with that.
That seems very big.
It seems like a very big story.
And I have... It was good. I enjoyed it, but I really have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know who anybody was.
Yeah.
I don't know who any of the characters... I know Captain...
You're not, they're all new.
They're all new?
The one thing I did...
First appearances?
Yes. The one thing I found funny was the bad guy's ex-Nilio.
Go buy two more.
Yeah, go buy a few more.
That was the bad guy in Dial H. Was ex-Nilio. And
well,
I'm reading it, I'm like,
what
that name
book?
Is very familiar.
Well, one of the Marvel books I read last week, there was a punk concert, Secret Avengers, and it was the Flak Jackets.
Okay.
Wasn't that the same band from...
Yeah, Punk Rock Jesus.
Punk Rock Jesus? Yeah, okay. I just thought it was funny. I'm like,
see, Marvel just copies everything.
Are you reading Secret Avengers?
No.
They went to Earth 666 to get the Orb of Necromancy.
Oh, yeah, and it had all the monsters. Yeah.
All the Franken...
I haven't read that since AVX.
Franken, you know, Castle and...
That's another one where the tie-ins killed the book, because that Secret Avengers tie-in was horrible.
I don't know. Dan disagreed with me when we were talking about this, but I think Remender should only be able to write, like, 12 to 18 issue stories. Because after that, they just go weird.
Yeah, that, like, Otherworld story.
Like that Uncanny X-Force when he went with Captain Britain. And ever since then, it's been a little...
Yeah, that was Otherworld, yeah.
It wasn't... But even when it came back to this world, it wasn't as good as it was.
Yeah.
In Secret Avengers now, we have, like, the descendants of androids and some kid...
That's what you want in your Secret Avengers book. There was supposed to be the Secret Ops team, you know, Black Ops team.
I mean, I think, like, every team's Secret Ops and Black Ops now.
Yeah.
Like, Thunderbolts, Secret Ops, and
Black
Ops. Well,
that's always been.
Yeah. But then you also have, like, a kind of, like, what's the... Uncanny X-Force is coming back. What's that now? Because that was, like, Black Ops, Uncanny X-Force, and it's coming back. Uncanny X-Force and Cable, right?
No, it's Bishop.
Yeah, that's...
Uncanny is Bishop, Cable and X-Force is...
Are they both Black Ops teams?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
You know, all new X-Men is, you know, Black Ops Cyclops out there doing mutant terrorist stuff.
Well, I mean, he's not Black Ops. I mean, he's just a terrorist. Black Ops kind of means you're the good guy doing secretive things.
Whereas Wolverine.
Doesn't the terrorist think he's a good guy?
Yeah, Scott thinks he's a good guy.
Huh. Okay, well, it's what the general
perception.
It's what the general population thinks of you, my
friend. Didn't Wolverine or Magneto said something like that?
Yeah, the Nazis thought they were right.
He said something along that lines. It's like
the winners get to write history.
Yeah,
so
your history is based on
who won.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good book. So let's talk about Legacy. Who all read that?
I read the first one.
Me.
No.
I will say it makes more sense.
Well, that wouldn't be real hard.
Tell me it right now.
I wouldn't try to read it quickly.
I'll give you my...
It made more sense.
2-minute review.
But I still am confused about what parts of it were in reality and what parts of it were in his brain.
Yeah, there's nothing appealing about that book to me.
And it was just... like, and if it was somebody I respected as a writer, you know, bash me on Twitter /Burner after you hear this, but... You haven't really written anything to give me...
Well, I love Guttsville. Reason. Bring back Guttsville. Leave this alone and bring back Guttsville.
But, I mean, even his crossed stuff wasn't that good.
What cross did he do?
He did the online comic, the Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here. Yeah, that just came out in trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really that good. I mean, it's okay. He did the X Club.
Yeah. You know what? There was nothing in that one that, like, stuck out.
Yeah, X Club.
Terrible. I read the first one, yeah.
Well, now, and again, it was 1-2 good, and then 3-4-5-6.
X-Club was 5, I thought, wasn't it?
5, whatever. But
I think it was 4.
You bought the whole run
for 19.99 trade. Oh, sorry.
Right. I mean, I pulled a Pinto. I bought 3 issues that I didn't read just so I could have the whole.
So you gotta just cut ties with some
pulled
of that
a
stuff.
Pinto. That's a new terminology.
You just gotta cut ties with some of that stuff.
Okay, Mister. How many issues of Detective do you have from before the relaunch you haven't read?
I'm missing a good 18 months of DC reading.
Mr. Batman, biggest Batman fan ever, right? Hasn't read Black Mirror.
Have not.
Oh, really?
I'm very busy.
Drinking beer.
I was about to say drinking beer.
Yeah, come on. Legacy was fantastic, though. I don't know.
Need to drink more, maybe.
If it was Morrison or Ennis or somebody like that, I'd be like, all right, I'll play along.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll read 3 on the preview site. It doesn't cost me anything.
Changing the password. Okay, another all-new Marvel Now book, FF, which I like, but I'm a big Allred fan. I know there's a lot of people that aren't Allred fans.
I thought the story was great. I thought the art
story
was
okay.
Awesome.
I thought the art was fantastic.
That's what drew me in.
But I thought the story with Scott Lang, which, you know...
Who's the girl, other than Johnny's...
Miss Thing.
Yeah, it would just.
I don't think she even understands what she's doing.
No, I don't either.
They should have to snap whenever they say, like, Miss Thing.
But, like, he's like, do you want to help out? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, post coitus. And they're just in there, like, she's like, yay, I'll help. And he's like, all right. And, you know, they're all recruiting superheroes. And he's got his girlfriend.
The flavor of the month, yeah.
Rolling out of bed with him. Like, all right, I'll do it. But I thought the reason they picked Scott Lang, which I thought was a weird choice, was good.
Yeah, the weird thing, it doesn't fit with the previews at all. In the preview, was Scott Lang infiltrating Dr. Doom's mansion and then being attacked by something on somebody's hair?
It was a red herring.
Maybe, but it just... I'm reading number one going, this has nothing to do at all with the previews.
Or they showed a preview from further down the road to not ruin the surprise.
Maybe, but it just was very jarring that way. But no, I enjoyed it. And
I like the way he drew She-Hulk, too.
Yeah, there was one face of She-Hulk that was fantastic.
Were her eyes going in the right direction?
Well, yeah, it's all red. I have no problem with all red, man. So, yeah, no, that was a good one. I didn't read Thor yet, so...
I like that so far.
I read the first one. I didn't read the second one.
It was okay, but it was just... I just don't like Norse mythology crap stuff.
Probably not.
You might want to not read Thor.
But, I mean, I was giving all the Marvel Now books a shot.
Oh, that's fair enough.
And the first one had me, because there wasn't a lot of mythology to it. It was... But this one... I mean, I'm going to read three, I think, but... I don't know.
Do you like the Greek mythology with the Wonder Woman?
Yes.
I really don't like books with guys in metal suits, but I picked up Iron Man to see if I liked it. Thought maybe it'd be good, but I didn't like it.
No.
So keeping your options open.
But no, I mean, I want, like...
No, it's good to give them all a fair
shake. Some people have written... Straczynski's Thor run, I didn't mind too much.
I like that. That was good.
So Thor can either be way, way mythology fractions, or just kind of...
I read the first one and just went, I don't care, and walked away from it. So
Fractions
I can
Thor?
Honestly say I never read any of Fractions Thor.
I didn't understand it, so I quit reading it. I tried that Lady Sif book, too.
Why is it a common theme that we read all these books and we say it, or we all say it at some point? I was reading it. I really didn't understand what was going on in it at all. Are they trying to purposely be confusing? Like,
I think, and sometimes they're trying to show you how smart they are.
You know
and,
what I mean?
But not, I mean, this legacy, just from the very, it starts off in such a way you're just, you have no idea what's going on, and it's just very pretentious.
Or if you're...
I usually feel bad at that point, because I feel like, should I know what's going
right,
on?
Yeah. Right,
maybe I should
right.
know this, but I don't, so maybe they...
Or they're writing for the trade, because some of it is that it's just so much going on that...
But this one's only going to be one trade. You know, this.
No, I'm not that in particular, but like some of the books, there's so much going on that if you're waiting a month between issues, or in worst cases, 2 months between issues...
Well, not with Marvel. You only got to wait 2 weeks. Boom.
Which is great, man. I don't forget what's going on.
It's great.
My ADD brain works great with that.
Even your buddy said he was going to have to think long and hard about which ones he wants. If Marvel's going to double ship everything, he has to think long and hard.
Who's that?
Dan. About which ones he wants to read. Because he goes, if they're going to double ship like 30 books a month, that's 60 books just to read his Marvel titles.
It's not double shipping if you solicit it that way. Why?
It's still twice shipping because, twice a month.
I mean,
nobody ever said comics were monthly.
There's an understanding.
Mr. Quesada.
That
no, but there's an understanding for people. You know, one a month, I'm getting this many titles.
It's revolutionary.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's evolutionary.
It's going to cost them sales. As he's saying.
It's
forced me to dial things back a little.
I had a guy who...
You just really read things you want to read. I mean, if there's something you really want to read, you're going to make sure you read it. Like, if you love Uncanny Avengers, just because it's coming out twice a month, isn't going to make... But you may decide not to read...
That
something
won't
else.
Be, but yeah. something, right, you'll yeah. skip something else.
You might skip
Avengers
something else.
Island
well, because of all of a sudden it's $8 a month just to read all new X-Men.
Like, I personally could not afford Batman shipping twice a month.
What's because you buy... Six
that's,
covers.
But that's what I want to do. That's what I. That's what I want. I want every
that's
cover.
You're a collector and not a reader.
I read Batman. I just read one of them, and the other ones go nice and you know.
Yeah, but there's
stay sealed in the bag and go. But yeah, like I could not afford Batman shipping twice a month. If they did, if they said 1 month, you know, if DC said we're shipping these titles twice a month in January because of this big thing going on, I would have to say to myself, what am I going to do? How am I gonna get through January?
We're gonna go coach traction more.
I'm
considering.
I mean, it's
beer.
Like, whoa.
Maybe you could drink 100 less beers in a month.
Yeah.
But.
So I get my other concern with that. Like somebody on Twitter, Bendis said, you know, don't worry, you know, it's not always going to be, you know, three in every 4 weeks. I'm like, yeah, then we're going to slip down. We'll get one every 6 weeks. And people are never going to know when it's coming out. There's going to be no rhythm to the books. And that's one thing I really like about DC is that you know the second week of the month you get Batman, Batgirl, Batman and Robin. You know what's coming. Where with Marvel, you know, it's a lot more of another one of this already? Or where is Uncanny Avengers?
Does anybody really know what comes out every week?
Yes. DC, yes. I have people who come in on the third week for that book.
I could not even tell you what Batman comes out.
I can tell you.
Well, you better be able to because you own a store.
Ask me when the next Uncanny Avengers is. I don't know. Ask me when the next Fantastic Four is. I have no idea.
Next week.
Uncanny Avengers is January.
Uncanny Avengers is slow.
I thought it was on previews last week.
Doesn't matter. Uncanny Avengers
is Uncanny Avengers is January. I think it fell behind, didn't it? It wasn't going to be what it was, but it's okay.
When you're shooting up, you know, right out of the bat, it's just scattershot. Some are shipping bi-weekly, some aren't. You don't know what to.
Well, we all know Marvel's logistics group sucks.
I've already had that feeling though of like that's out already, like with Marvel Now, and it hasn't. I mean, nothing's really been.
Yeah.
Going on, I've already had that kind of like sense of. That's weird,
you know. Some books we still haven't even had a number one of yet. We already have three Deadpools out.
It's just three something else today.
It's X-Men very
three.
X-Men.
All new X-Men. Yeah.
What do we have number ones of yet? New Avengers.
A ton of them. Yeah. The X-Force books. Yeah.
What's that Avengers book that I keep calling Avengers Island?
Avengers Arena.
Arena. Yeah. Deathmatch. Whatever.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of them were just ordering, or we just ordered. It's just weird based on their way they're doing it, but it's not a case of we have number ones. The next month we have number ones and number twos. They're just all over the place right now.
It is also like kind of if you theoretically, let's say somebody just comes in the store out of nowhere today and knew this week it started coming out 4 weeks ago and they're already on issue three.
Right.
So if someone's going to try to jump in that title, they're going to have to buy three books.
$3-$4 books.
Well, I mean, if somebody wants to read it, they're going to jump in.
Right, but I mean, you got a 12.
But you're three issues behind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now somebody might come in and be more likely to say, "Oh, Avengers number one. I can get the first issue. See if I, you know what I mean? Like, it's just on number one.
They could buy X-Men number one too and come back.
They could, but I don't like the feeling of getting behind in things, and it's so easy to do. You get behind in stuff too. I mean, we all do it. We all fall behind and then it becomes so daunting of a task to try to catch up. And that's what happened with me with all the Batman stuff. It just got to a point where it was just kind of like, oh, wait, this is starting up. This whole thing, the Flashpoint's brand new. I can jump on right now and just go current. And it's just sometimes so much easier to do. Like, Avengers. I have all the Avengers issues from the previous run.
You should just sell those.
How many have you read?
I read one of them. And I'm jumping on this. And today I went home and I had Avengers. And I was like,
I bet you call me $4 for that whole volume 7 of Avengers. That whole run.
You know what I mean? It was so easy to go home today and read Avengers 1. I'm current in Avengers.
Well, okay.
But I mean, you know.
In 3 months, let's see if you're still current.
I might not be. It's a great possibility, but.
What are you current in besides Avengers and X-Men? Or Avengers and Batman?
I Vampire, Batwing, Justice League.
More than I am.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, you can stop reading that in like one more issue, I think.
That's very disappointing.
Who's taking over, Cullen Bunn?
Jason Latour.
I'll give it a try.
That one you didn't like?
I'll try.
I liked one issue. I liked what he wrote for 12 Gauge Press, but I did not like his Punisher issue. So we'll see.
I'll keep reading it, but that's what's kind of disappointing is you get something like Winter Soldier, and you like it, so and then it's just kind of like, well,
I mean, that's
kind of go away.
Tom Brevoort's fault. I mean,
well, it wasn't going to get canceled altogether.
Yes, but.
But the sales started to spike.
Because of the movie title. But Bendis, I mean, or Brubaker wanted to stop writing Captain America like 2 years ago. And I think that's probably why that last volume of Cap just was awful.
But this feels like, you read Winter Soldier, I think Brubaker.
Oh, he's killing it.
It's awesome. Book. I mean, it's and there's a lot of times where I read that, and I read it as soon as I read it that week, whatever it is. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I read it that week. And there's sometimes I read that book and I'm like, what's going on? Because there's a lot happening in that book, but it's not to the point of like over.
So what's our next book?
That's it. Oh, just the new Avengers finale. I figured you liked it because it was Diodato art.
For the most part, I didn't like that crazy random art mashup fight thing in the middle.
Yeah, that was a little weird. And then you saw the end. It was the last panel where they're walking away, and he's talking about setting up Heroes for Hire again.
Yeah, so
yeah, let's relaunch that one.
Yeah, but so the one thing I was telling Dan Justin that I thought was neat about that and the other Avengers End Time, the End Times books, Bendis undid everything he's done in Avengers at this point. Okay. He killed Wasp, brought her back, made Doctor Strange not be Sorcerer Supreme, now he is again. Sold the mansion to Luke, sold it back to Iron Man. I mean, like, everything he did killed...
Foreclosing on you, Luke.
Right, I mean, took away Scarlet Witch, Hawkeye, Vision. I don't remember. Did anybody else die in it disassembled? I don't think so. But they're all back now. It's kind of like...
Jack of Hearts.
Okay, he's not back.
Where's Sentry?
Yeah, where's Sentry?
He didn't bring back Sentry. That's a character he created, right?
No.
No?
I think Paul Jenkins created.
Wow, Paul Jenkins.
I just had an idea. We should all make a prediction. When is the first Marvel event that will encompass at least 6 books?
Next summer.
Yeah, this next spring.
Week. May.
We already know this.
We already know Ultron War.
Well, no, that can't be in the books.
Well, it's you're right.
I'm talking like AVX.
It's
Fear Itself.
It's not going to be in the books, but you're going to get Avengers 4 and Avengers 4A. Or 4UA.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So it'll be two different books, but that one, yeah, that's how they're doing that.
But wait. So they're gonna print, if we're on Avengers 4, they're going to have the Avengers story that was the Avengers 4. And then if you want the Ultron War, you can get Avengers 4
something like that.
Because yes. It took place before AVX.
Right.
So, but they're kind of doing what we
wanted. Genius,
yeah. A lot of us debated this. Like, leave the story going. Let's, you got the story going. It's good. Let the story alone.
But, yeah, suppose that's what I read they were
as
doing something like that.
As long as the UW books are good.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I mean.
But just...
Okay, I mean, so did you read some of the Fear Itself tie-ins?
No, why would I?
No.
Fear Itself. Exactly. Why would I read the tie-ins when the main was?
But I thought
I sure hope that we get an Ultron War, Runaways, Young Avengers.
But I thought, I really AVX. I thought they did a great job with tie-ins. The Avengers and Secret Avengers didn't ship well, but the story was good.
Some of the tie-ins you told me to read one tie-in, and I read it, and it had shipped poorly. I read it late, but it wasn't bad. It didn't smack of just trying to tie it in.
Yeah, I mean, there was no Howard the Duck in Fearsome Four or Namor miniseries. I thought they did an interesting. I thought they did a good job with the ABX tie-ins. In Versus, you didn't even have to read, but if you read it, you got some entertainment.
And what more could you ask for?
That's what comics
don't worry, are. It's in the hardcover for $75. So.
Did you see the one that's in this month's previews? The $100 AVX companion?
Oh, no, I didn't see
it's
that.
It's like all the books that had the AVX banner across the top.
I saw something in there. That'll it was like West Coast Jewel Avengers right there. Yeah. Omnibus. I remember looking at it going, are you kidding me?
No, yeah, but the...
Well, didn't they just release something saying they're not going to do as many hardcovers?
Maybe. After this Avengers X Sanction trade, I might just... I've already stopped ordering their hardcovers. I might have to stop ordering their trades. So...
There was an article that the premium series...
Just not doing the... like that Iron Man Mandarin book. Like they're just not doing those type anymore.
Are you saying that is not X-Sanction didn't book. Change everything?
Just what?
Are you saying X-Sanction didn't change everything?
No, but that's a 4-issue trade for $20.
But come on, look at all the extra covers you get in the bag.
That was the landmark of
that. That was an 80-page story for $20. That's crazy.
Yeah,
and it's just so thin. It's just ridiculously thin.
But if you buy it here, it's only an $18 book.
But if you buy it on Amazon, but I just remember when I was checking it in, I would just grab it.
Pages. Come on.
Is it a Jeff Loeb script?
Is really
what does it say?
X-Sanction script pages.
But it was so thin, and then I saw $20. I'm like, you've got to be. It's a $12.99 trade at tops. So.
They must sell at that price, though. Somewhere.
Not here.
Well, they just started... They just changed all them prices, didn't they?
Yeah, but the price... I mean, the fact that it's $4 more than the cost of the comics.
Yeah,
I thought... I always thought trades were supposed to be cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
That's the price.
They are, and that's the thing...
You get
when
the
you
discount
look at
and
the new DC stuff. Yeah, the DC stuff, even, you know, six issues, $15. You know.
Do you order a lot of this?
That? No.
Okay.
DC, I've been doing... I mean, I even had to reorder Blackhawk. I didn't see that. I, you know...
What did you order to start with?
One. Oh, okay. But I guarantee I won't order another one of this. You know.
Oh, I bet you will.
I doubt it.
Jeff will buy that one.
He did. No, he only gets the hardcovers. And he didn't even buy the $25 hardcover then. But yeah, even like the X-Factor is four issues. It's like, they're just so thin. They just don't feel like anything. You know, put in two... DC did the Dead Man and Challengers of the Unknown. So at least you have something that has some meat to it instead of just one...
I mean, there's page count.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because this was brilliant.
you definitely get page count in that book. That right. Second story was a little weak.
Right, but here it's eight issues for $16.99. So it's twice as many issues, and it's still $3 less than the Marvel book.
But you this know, changed everything.
Everything.
Can you summarize that story for me? You read it.
Changed everything.
I can't tell you what happened in it.
Cap and Iron Man
Cable got, showed up and tried to take the Avengers.
Cap and Iron Man got... captured.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Cyclops freed them.
I haven't read it, don't really.
And there was Cable there.
Only $20, it can be yours.
Yeah. You know, so,
Red,
you know.
Red Hulk.
Hey, Space Punisher is only $13.99 for
that's
six issues.
Four issues.
Actually, five and something else.
No, it's only a four issue
Galactus
series.
Galactus Real Story number one.
Oh. That's because they know they won't be able to get
Space Punisher 1-5.
Was it five? I thought it was four issues.
It was a book.
What's amazing is the trade. They found an extra unpublished issue. They're called it five.
Because everybody clamored for it.
It's the... it's not colored or inked. It's just, you know, the raw... raw pages.
It's just the original
three,
pages. Yeah. It's like an artist edition.
Three fights.
Is that what's seen Frank Thierry and Ron Friends? Now, who did the art on that?
More
Textera.
It's very interesting the price the price discrepancies on things. Like,
the last issue.
Now this does harken back to the days of the Punisher miniseries when it was one of my favorite stories. Is was 1 of 4, 2 of 4, 3 of 5, 4 of 4, and then 5 of 5. That's what it said across the top. What does that say?
It definitely says 4 of 4.
4 of 4, and this does say Punisher Space Punisher 1-5.
What's actually in there?
Oh, Marvel TV Galactus, the real story. That was the female Galactus. That was that one shot. That was the digital. Yeah, this was the Marvel.
How does that fit?
It doesn't. They had to put it in somewhere. Yeah. Well, the art clearly fits. No. Painted with this painted. Wow, that looks rushed. And then that. Yeah, fits
always
perfect.
Did anybody read Space Punisher?
No.
I read the first issue.
How was it?
Not good.
I may get the tray just so next time
sure.
I come, I can
talk
about
how amazing.
Well, it says it has five issues. Maybe it's an error. It's a collector's item.
Well, see, there's number two.
I'm speaking my language.
There's number three.
It is a rare misprint.
It's the issue where he meets.
It's called Nobody Was Paying Attention.
Did you get to four?
I got Galactus.
There's number four. That's clearly the same cover. Number four.
Yes, that is four.
Yeah. Look, there's Iron Man.
Yep, the end. Yeah.
Wait, printing
turn the page.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Well, it's just a typo. What does it matter?
Okay. So I just had to check. So it is just a clear typo.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of funny.
You should get a Sharpie and X out the 5 and put a 4 in there.
I'll correct it. I'll go to every store. All 35
store
that ordered it. Oh, thank you.
The 35 that ordered it. Dude, only 12.
Although I do honestly say I think they did lower the price on this one.
Only 12 people bought the book. Is that like one of those Frank Thierry wrote it a long time ago and they just had to throw it out there? Or?
Well, it didn't tie in with anything. Basically, it was what if the Punisher was Luke Skywalker and going off and all the bad guy, like the Green Goblin, controls his planet?
I'm not a Punisher guy, but it kind of. Does kind of make me wonder.
Yeah, it was not.
I mean, that description makes me think, great, like, I mean, what if Luke Skywalker was the Punisher. He'd be a badass out there busting up sand people, man.
Yeah, that'd
be
great.
Think about that, man. He'd be out there, like, lightsabering them sand people upside the face.
He would never use a lightsaber. What, are you crazy?
Well, yeah, I mean, they didn't...
Why he'd have some type of, like, gun that shoots mini lightsabers at the Jawas.
So exactly. Basically a laser gun.
That would be cool.
Not the Jawas. You don't kill the Jawas. That's
you're just talking about killing Jawas.
Yeah, the sand people.
My
God, get your Star Wars right, boy. Jawas sell
you watch
robots.
Too much Star Trek. You're getting confused.
I am getting confused.
You got to get ready.
Jawas sell you the robots. The sand people
I am familiar.
The big sticks and kill you.
The Jawas weren't exactly the nicest people in the world.
Didn't they steal stuff, though?
Yeah.
The Jawas?
Yeah, well, there you go. They have a reason to be killed.
Yeah.
But, I was rewatching that the other day. It was just on TV. And I'm sitting here going, yeah, Star Wars. I'm going, so their whole thing has this big thing driving around picking up droids and selling them. I'm like, but you look at the planet, or at least what we saw of the planet, and it's all sand and nothing, and you're going... It doesn't seem like a good place to pick up random droids.
There are small cities from place to place that we've seen, and there are movies, but yeah, I mean...
But okay. I mean...
You're right, there's not a whole
gonna,
lot of...
They're going to address that in the new movie coming next, 2015.
Right, just seemed like
Let's
an odd...
Let's land on the desert planet to hunt robots.
Seems like a lot of people did that, though.
But, so here's the question. Will they make a comic adaptation of the first six movies? When the seventh
now,
one
maybe.
Comes out?
Well,
yeah.
You can buy
I mean, Dark Horse already did. I have them.
Dark Horse did movie. Yeah. Oh, that's sad. I'm all for expanding the universe, but the comic, you know what they'll do? They'll come out with all six of them after the ninth movie. Like they are with Iron Man 2 and Thor right now. Does anybody buy those?
I had one guy bought number one of the Iron Man. I only ordered two.
Even I didn't buy that. Iron Man.
Happy reading to you, sir.
I can't
sir.
Explain it. Yes.
Maybe he missed the movie. Can't afford to get the DVD.
Maybe he was looking for some untold, you know, nuggets that weren't in the movie.
$60 for the comic.
Well, I mean, maybe he couldn't afford the Redbox. Maybe he doesn't have a credit card.
Yeah, you do have to have a debit card or a credit card. So.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he couldn't download it off the internet illegally.
Can't
for
you just
free.
Greenpoint that? Can't you just buy a Greenpoint credit card at Giant Eagle and use it as your credit card online?
Maybe he's not that smart.
You think a little bit too in depth. Yeah.
Justin,
you can't you?
We have at least two customers that come here and ask Colin to order stuff online because they don't have a credit card or a computer.
Or a computer.
Well, I understand. I mean,
I'm ready to tell one of them go to the library.
I was just throwing that out there.
I guess we only have one now. The other one quit buying stuff.
Yeah.
I was just trying to solve a problem.
Well, there's two that came in this week that he would have bought.
Damn it.
I tried to explain to the one that doesn't come in anymore. I was like, you know, you could go to a library and get... Yeah, get a Green Dot prepaid credit card, go to the library
Great.
And buy it.
Maybe that's why
Amazon
he doesn't
yourself.
Come in anymore. Thanks.
Do you really care if you lost that business? Do you really care if he went to Sideshow and ordered his stuff himself?
There
no,
is,
because you're only making $3 on the statue from Sideshow.
There is something, though. Shipping? There is something with like Visa prepaid gift cards and stuff like that. They really do jam you on, like, activation fees and, like you don't get, like, if it says it's $50, you don't get to spend $50. If
like
I gave you, yeah, they do jam you a little bit.
Get the American Express one. I've gotten those as presents before, and they didn't have any activation fee.
Yeah.
The voice of reason. Thank you, too.
We're here for you. We're solving problems.
Matt's the voice of reason?
No,
what?
I was mostly
okay.
thinking, no, I
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If I'm the voice of reason or your moral compass, something screwed in your life.
No.
Just saying. Yeah, what else? Walking Dead?
Yeah, you want to talk Walking Dead?
Awesome.
Wait, the show or the fact that the comic just sold for $10,000?
It didn't just. That was months ago.
No,
yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was just on
was
comic
that?
Book.
That was just on comic book when they talked about
so wait, Colin, what have you paid for that issue that he bought?
I'd say sell it on eBay. I'm not paying that amount of money for anything.
What
in
did he want
store.
For? I remember what he
wanted.
Well,
like $500 or so. Or no,
for
he
what?
Wanted a ton, but
for
I think,
1,000.
What did he have?
Walking Dead number one.
Yeah, probably in about a 4.0 shape, maybe.
Oh, it was more than that.
It has some what do they call
I
it? Schmegma?
Yeah, something like that.
It had some flaking, and then it was some watermark or something.
There was stuff on it.
They were saying
on Walking Dead number one.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, it was flaking.
I kind of tuned out when
they
started negotiating.
He said something like
yeah, it was something
because there was another. another book that they brought in that had something on the back, but that was an older issue.
Yeah, what was that? I can't
Planet
remember.
Planet Comics number one.
Yeah. No, it was a different one.
It was a Canadian printed.
It was Planet Comics.
It was
the reprint from Canada.
Yeah, I just remember when they turned it over. I thought it was a different one. Okay.
But, I mean, so if somebody walked in here and said, I really want to get rid of this.
Call would offer them nothing what they wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, would you pay $400 for that?
No.
Not even a mint copy.
We're not even talking triple digits.
For Walking Dead 1?
Absolutely. Because I'm not going to sell it for $1,000. Nobody's going to walk in here to buy it.
You're going to sell it on eBay. What's the point of me selling it on eBay?
Because you make
money?
No, you take all the risk.
You take the risk, but you also get the reward.
I mean, these types of things are selling on eBay. I just know because
I literally had to research. So that means in 6 months you're going to hope it's still maintaining the value and it comes back what you want. Yeah, they don't sell for $10,000 in a comic book.
No, I'm not saying...
That's through an auction.
I'm not talking about $10,000. Right. I'm just talking about the fact that they're making money.
They sell regularly for $800 to $900 on...
Maybe.
I mean, I see them all the time.
But still, I'm not paying $300 for something.
What, you wouldn't make a six? You wouldn't take a, let's say, $500 because you paid $50 to get it CGC.
If it sells,
but it will.
It would.
You don't know it's going to sell. Not for $800.
I would take that gamble if I had the money and I had the option.
Pass. I tell him to sell.
Get a business card to Colin. He'll give it to the guy. I know someone who'll give you $400 for his comic book. Here's your card.
If somebody comes in with Walking Dead number one and they want to sell it, call me. I would pay $400 in cash.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Call me, text me. I'll tell you to buy it. I'll give you the money. Because I would bet
we have a verbal.
Because I would bet money that I could easily recover my costs on that.
You probably. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't
sell it. First of all, I would keep it for my collection for now. Because that book's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Most TV shows.
I don't know if it's going to go any higher than it is now. Yeah. I think it's at its peak right now. Yeah,
it's
definitely
got like 2 or 3 years in it.
Yeah, but I think the interest is at all-time high.
But it went down, you know.
Yeah.
So, as soon as the interest wanes, that goes back to being a $50 book.
It wasn't a $50 book before the show started.
Could have been a $100 book. It wasn't an $800 book.
It's got such a limit. The only thing that it has, I mean, if it maintains... Well, it's going to settle higher than it was. It's going to settle higher than it was before.
Yes, but
it's not going to stay at $10,000.
No, $10,000.
Look at all the stuff that Todd McFarlane bought. Or is it Todd McFarlane? Who did Spawn? Todd?
Todd
McFarlane. Look at all the stuff he bought for millions of dollars. Baseballs, all this stuff. That isn't worth anything now.
Yeah.
Nothing. He's been over a million. It's
a risk. There's no doubt about it.
No, right now you could buy and flip it and have no problem.
See, that's what I'm doing right now. I just bought a bunch of old Walking Deads that I got for super cheap.
Yeah, and this came out this summer. So,
but that doesn't really factor in the interest that people will actually pay for it. All right,
so what if you said...
You know, that doesn't actually factor in.
I'm just saying if this summer it was worth $250, why do you think in 3 years it's still going to be worth
$900?
You said $125 and the guy took it. Would you unbuck a quarter for...
Yeah, I'd do that. I wouldn't do $300 to $400.
Let's say it's a 9.8 Walking Dead.
Maybe.
What would you offer?
I don't know.
Is it in a box for other stuff, or is it just
based on that, $25.
That's like 1/10 of the cost.
That's all I offer.
Wow.
I'll give you 50.
Well, let me ask you a question. When do I sell most of my back issues?
On sale.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's not your average back issue.
No.
I mean, I would assume if Amazing Fantasy 15 walked through the door, you would offer more than 10%.
Depends on shape.
Yeah, because you're going to keep it if it's above a 2.
Could be.
I'll give you 50.
He gets first dibs on everything in this store.
Normally, I'll throw 25.
I've sold everything. I've sold things to you that I've wanted for 20-plus years.
What?
Iron Man number one.
Yeah, it wasn't in that great of shape. It was like a 4.
I've wanted that since high school.
I'll sell it back to you.
Double.
120.
The minute I sold that to you, I realized I am no longer a collector.
Yeah. Was that the book?
That was the book.
Proud of that. Was Cap 100 the other one?
No. No real interest in that one.
Yeah. Those are like the only two back issues I've ever bought of any value.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, when I sold Spider-Man number one. Yeah, that let me know.
I remember that.
Oh, I do.
Was that here?
Yeah. It wasn't in great shape, but if it was in better shape, I might have kept it. But. But
I mean, I'm going to make fun of you for selling Daredevil number one, but you already have
it. I have one, yeah.
Is yours in better condition than the one you sold?
Mine has a lot more meaning, too, anyway. So.
Well, right. But.
But yeah, I mean, the only Amazing Fantasy would be the only one I'd keep.
I think the moral of this whole discussion we just had is those people on Comic Book Men are not really operating a business.
No.
It's like a circus. It's like nobody would remember,
they're funded by a guy who's got...
Who said they were thousands and thousands of dollars, right?
Right.
That's the other thing, right? Things are more expensive there. The cost of living is double what it is here.
There's that, but the fact... I still can't get over the fact that they have a sign in the window that says, "I assure you, we are open."
Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous. I mean, maybe they were remodeling or something at that point.
I don't know.
Because I don't remember ever seeing
I don't see
that
being a high-class store.
Do you really think the total cost of living...
New Jersey is twice as much. It's high. My aunt lives. She just moved back.
It depends on the part of New Jersey.
Well, I'm going to say there's some really unbelievably expensive parts of it, but I mean, like,
I don't know if it's double, but I know it's high.
It's probably one and a half, close to one and three quarters. I know DC's double, San Fran's
like
double.
That whole area up there.
And DC's the ghetto. I don't know why you'd want to live there. You couldn't pay me to live in that city.
But if anybody that works in DC lives in Virginia. That's why the cost of living in Virginia is so high.
Right.
But they're not buying that stuff. Well, most of the time when they buy stuff on that show, they're buying it for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, what's the guy's little name?
Ming.
The little guy?
The guy who's kind of in charge.
Walt.
Yeah, it's his store.
He's always like
manager.
All right, I want it. I want it for me. Like, everything that comes to the store, he wants for... And I understand that.
I wonder
so
if they've
many
turned
more
those crypto
going on.
Yeah.
There's so many things going on that they don't show in the store.
You also got to realize they're showing, two sales a week, two buys a week.
But and they're staged and everything.
Because you've seen them bring in, like, I don't know if you pay attention, they bring in shit in the same boxes.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you watch episode to episode.
They brought in the same, the one episode, they kept bringing it in, like, in this black box. Everything that came in the episode was in this,
it was the same black box. They'd bring it in, sit it down, take it out, like, hey, I'm going to sell this.
Hey, look at this. They're like, oh, we've never seen this before.
Commercial, somebody comes in with the black box, it's down, I want to sell you this.
And it was such a, and it wasn't like a just, it wasn't like just a black box. It was so, the way the box opened, it was so unique, then the very next person brought it in.
Yeah.
What?
It's a TV show, guys.
That's how all them shows are. Like pawn stores and that.
The
people that do that.
See, but there's a much more comical negotiation with pawn stars.
Oh, yeah, it is. But
well, and I've got a friend in Vegas that said that those guys were only in the store like 2 weeks a year.
Yeah, now they are. But
two or three weeks a year, they come in and videotape an entire season.
Yeah, and you have to actually...
They were there when I went to go visit, because I went to Las Vegas, I guess, 2 years ago, and they were actually there.
Well,
I didn't go in because there was like a ridiculous line, but I mean, some of them were there.
Kind of a dump.
It's such a ghetto area.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When I went there, I literally felt threatened.
It is a pawn shop.
On the outskirts of Las Vegas.
Yeah. I love how they ask everybody, "Do you want to sell it or pawn it?" And the person looks at them, "What does that mean?"
Well, every once in a while they say pawn, but
if you want to know
what pawning means, you watch Hardcore Pawn. Yeah, because they pawn a lot of stuff on there. That show's great. Does anybody else watch
that? I've seen it.
What? It's off track? What do you mean?
We never do that.
It's an 8 Mile Detroit. It's a pawn store in 8 Mile.
Back to this discussion that started. Walking Dead.
No.
Yes.
I hate this mid-season finale.
I didn't like it.
It's awesome and terrible all at the same time.
Episode. Parts of it was really good, but
my
problem with it, the whole shootout scene at night with smoke and no one could see what was going on.
Andrea, though, that's what bothered me the most.
And Andrea didn't recognize any
voices.
Yeah.
How did she not recognize her voices?
What, Daryl? Oh, gosh, who could that be?
Yeah.
I feel like
I think she figured it out.
I don't think she figured it out.
No,
she didn't figure it out until Daryl was unmasked.
I don't.
She seemed surprised.
Did you even think she figured it out then? Really?
Maybe
not. I mean,
she
drank so much of the governor's Kool-Aid.
Then other things. When was Daryl captured?
She drank.
I missed that.
He didn't leave with that.
Yeah, he didn't.
Right, but they didn't show him getting canceled.
You just kind of put it together.
You had to put it together later.
Because
they didn't want to ruin the surprise of bringing out the brother.
Yeah.
Although my wife, who doesn't like Walking Dead, was watching it, and they bring out Merle, and she goes, "I think I'll bring out his brother here in a second. Just wait." And I'm like, why do you ruin this stuff?
You kind of...
Well, as soon as they had the guy with the hood on, I knew.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't understand. Okay,
Glenn's a badass. That's all. I'm
I hate Andrea, like in the show. I love her in the comics.
Baseball bat in the hat.
We'll see. We'll see that in like two.
When I was watching
the Legion
before last,
they've changed a lot.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did.
I remember thinking, oh,
well, they're so far away from that. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, he has
it's not even worth it.
Well, they're really not that far.
Yeah, it's not.
They're like halfway there, basically.
They've got parts of like three trades later involved.
Well, they're not
going to
put every single thing.
We are almost at the end of the companion.
Because he's talking to people on the phone. Where was the phone this episode? We didn't see the phone.
I don't think I don't think the phone's going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah,
I think that was like a one moment.
Well, no, but then when he thought he was the guy was Shane.
Shane. Well, I mean, I think it's just implied that he's losing it. I don't think the phone's going to come back. I think the phone was, hey, he's losing it. Then Shane, hey, he's still losing it.
I don't know that they need to bring it back and tell you.
Everybody here is current in Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
Like the comic?
Oh,
the comic?
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about, like, what just happened this. I just don't want to talk about, like, Trade 10 if you're in the first compendium. I think we might end up where they run from the prison, and he's got the phone in the bag.
Here's my concern. Who would they kill, like, you know, doing the run from the prison? Who? I mean, there has to be some big death there. Who's going to be their big death? Lori's already dead.
Carol.
That would that really be a big death?
Carol,
already thought
Carol
she,
carrying the baby.
Oh, Carol carrying the baby. Are they going to kill the baby? Because
no,
my,
I think they're going to kill the baby.
I think they will.
I don't know if they're going to kill the baby in that way.
No,
like,
here's
I would feel
what
like
I
the
see.
Baby
here's
would just get like, left
it.
Behind or something.
Okay, they're going to kill Rick. That'd be
no,
like, that's big enough.
Yeah. Here's what's going to happen: is I see it being Andrea being the one next to the governor shooting, killing Carol and the baby, and then she turns on the governor.
Yeah, I just can't believe that she walked into the room, saw all the heads.
She was unfazed.
She was like, okay, this is cool, let me go comfort you, Governor.
Yeah,
because like,
Michonne was clearly the bad
and your zombie daughter?
I don't think she wanted to really show that she was afraid or scared because she was.
She's
she did.
Not.
Maybe
but
she's
so I'm saying, I think this is all an act, because if she would have said,
no,
oh my god, I can't believe it, then he would have done something
smart.
To her.
Are you kidding me? This Andrea is not that smart.
I don't think so.
She's
taken
not that
him out
smart.
Right there.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be surprised.
The most watered-down version of a character that
well,
we could
Andrea had a gun on her.
I would have taken Michonne, taken out the governor and Andrea over Andrea being able to shoot her with a gun. At that range,
Andrea's a sharpshooter.
She
wasn't
at
that
point.
She wasn't.
She's just good, and she only had a pistol. Sharpshooter don't matter with a pistol. I mean, you're also 5 feet away, so if you can't somebody in the chest, you get a problem.
Hey, I could shoot. I could play Duck Hunt from pretty far away.
Back in the day,
yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe she's playing the double agent, or maybe she knows what's going on.
I don't know about
that,
but I do.
I don't see that big of a twist coming. I don't see that big of like
no.
No, like I said, she's so dumb. Like I feel
he's
like
got power.
She can't.
Now he has even more
be that
power
because
he's crazy.
Yeah, but how
she was well
he's starting to be even more crazy.
She does.
He was
kind
of soft at the start.
She
of the season.
She bangs Rick in the comic.
That's season 5.
Four, six, maybe.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty.
How
recently.
Long can you think this show?
Yeah, I thought
go?
They were like a couple. I thought that they
this
were.
This
like
is,
moving
as long as it's
other.
Making money.
This is not.
It's like the highest rated show this season.
It can't go. It doesn't have.
It could go 6 very easily.
I don't know.
I think 6 is the cap. I think 6 is
I
the
don't
top.
Know.
I think it ends at 6 and they start making movies.
Like, so I didn't think it would go as far as 6. I would go 4.
Battlestar Galactica had more going on than this. It only lasted 4.
I know.
No.
In the first season was only 6 issues. Or 6
Yeah,
six
that really
issues.
Didn't really
six
count.
Issues.
I mean.
That was
I don't know.
Like
I thought
teaser.
I thought the first season was so awful. Not
I thought
awful.
The first season was good.
I liked that. I've liked all of them.
It started
so
off. I didn't like it. Got
nothing
a little wonky
happened.
When it went to Atlanta.
Yeah, I like.
When they totally went off the rails and went to the CDC, yeah, that was dumb.
Actually, I didn't mind that.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, a division from the comic, but.
And if you're in the city, why would you leave? Like, why would you go out in the woods? That doesn't make any sense.
Because
the city
was overrun.
It's too overrun.
But, I mean, if you're going to secure a prison, just overrun take out the first couple floors of an apartment building and set up traps and bust the elevators and live up top.
Well, they
like
got upstairs somehow to get Merle.
Later, whatever that
right.
was.
Right. So, I mean, you got that. Then all you got to do is get some, you know, landmines and shit.
You don't have to get all that stuff in the prison.
I don't know. I haven't read the
all
zombie survival
you.
Guide. I don't know.
Let's close the gate.
Well, yeah. And what was with, like, why would you throw, I mean, I understand why you throw smoke, but you can't see in the smoke either. So why would you stay
no,
in
but
shadow?
You know,
smoke
but you,
was way out of
but you know where
that
you're throwing it, though.
Place.
You know, you have an idea. I mean,
right, but you're throwing it to obscure your movement. Why
exactly.
don't you move? Like, that's what bothered me was that last time.
See, I thought that whole scene took a little too long. For a minute there, I was getting, okay, this is getting kind of corny now.
Yeah.
But they had battles out there. They all sat out.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, then Ron, you know, Rick in the middle of the shootout shoots the guy and then walks up. Oh, you're not Shane. Oh, yeah. Okay, nobody, I'll walk away.
Nobody
you know.
Shoots him. Yeah. Nothing.
No, they shoot the black guy.
But we got a new one, Tyrese.
Yeah.
That's right.
We all know what happens to Tyrese. So,
but you know what?
Maybe it might not happen.
Tyrese part was great. I loved Carl.
Yeah,
Carl was a total badass. Like, just like
Carl's my favorite character.
Where did he get a silencer at? First of all,
it's like made out of something. It's not a real silencer. Yeah, like, if you look at it, it's like.
But I know, so yeah, I'm like
it's like a toilet paper tube.
Weird,
but
yeah.
It's something. It is something.
But, I mean,
bar of soap. Oh wait, no, sorry. That's, you make a fake.
You can
gun
use a 2 liter to make a silencer if you're cheap. I mean. Ask how I know that. But
they're
anyway.
Real. They don't
I was
going to
say, how do you know that? I never heard that before.
No, I did really like when Carl.
I don't know if that's his movie.
Hold a 2 liter up at the end of a pistol, get the bullet to go through the round part. It'll
full or empty?
Empty. It won't make it. It won't.
No. Maybe that's what silenced it.
Yeah, because the water would distort the trajectory.
Oh, okay.
Is that just a movie?
It won't completely silence it, but it'll quiet it down enough.
If any kids are listening, do not try this.
Now, if you want to make your rifle automatic, here's what you do. No.
File the fire.
Okay, well, it's time to go. It's been fun. This is going to be fun recapping this one. We talked about the cost of living in New Jersey.
The anarchist handbook.
Yeah, the green dot cards. We talked about how to get a safe credit card.
Yeah. How to make a silencer for your gun.
Here we go. We're multi-purpose. Exactly. We're
expanding our horizons. All right.
I was disappointed that Carl didn't pop the injured lady.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going to put one in
her face.
Yeah,
that would have been perfect.
But
he
killed my mom. Pow. You know. Okay. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, because you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. With my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers want to talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme because I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spin.
getting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody'll save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all